Begin the current daf Masechet the Shabbos daf Kuf Lamed Ches. Begin Lamed Beis. Begin the taste of the Masechet that begins the word of the Gemara Sheim B'Shapur Tefach, where it does not have in its slant a Tefach. Tosafot finds it very difficult to explain regarding the not having a slant of a Tefach. Tosafot gives two different approaches. Asks on that, and Tosafot actually brings a different gear. So the Gemara said that this Rav Sheshet said that the Kilas Chasanim, the bridal canopy, is permitted to open up and to undo on Shabbos. Specifically, one of the criterion was if it does not have a slope of a tefach. Tosafot says, "Harbe yesh tema." This is a great wonder. How is this even possible? Timkin, if that's the case, lamahu ro. For what is it useful? In lakola shipu in tefach. If all of the slats, I'm the tefach. Rashi says not meant for sleeping. But Tosafot says, what do you mean? What's it useful for? If it doesn't even have, no one could sleep in such a bed. No one's that thin that it doesn't have even the slope of a tefach. So that's Tosafot yishlof harash. What you could explain is kugain shasadin, that the sheet, shaporus alakil, which spread on the canopy, it's on actually many different poles. But they didn't spread out the sheet that well. And meaning, and it's spread out and falls between each pole like rows. The Ash been called Kana Shipur. Now, you have a slant between each pole. And you don't have between each pole in that slant, you don't have a tefach. And therefore, that's what we're saying, that the Shipur doesn't have a tefach. But says it's definitely contrived to say that the permissibility will only be in such a situation where, although definitely in the bottom you have a width of many tefachim, but between each pole you have less than a tefach, that would be a difficult interpretation. The yesh mepashim, this is some who want to explain that she'im b'shipur tefach b'gav yud. It means to say that you don't have a slant b'tefach and a height of 10 tefach. That is the kishiyata shipur tefach, that when the slant comes out a tefach, doesn't have from there to the bottom a height of 10 tefachim. But yeah, after it went lower than the height of 10 tefachim, then it widens many tefachim, and in that type of situation it's permitted, because there it's less than the height of 10 tefachim. Because the leichash of oil, lower than 10 tefachim, and I consider oil, kadashkin perikam besukkah, we can find the first perikam besukkah, the beyond the mouth. The bekila kiach, that such a canopy, mutalishim besukkah, let us sleep in the sukkah. Then maybe the Mishmuel says, mutalishim bekilas chasan, you let us sleep in a bridal canopy in the sukkah, even though there's a roof. As long as it's not 10 tefachim high. So it's not an oil, and therefore that's what we're saying, that it's she'im b'shipur tefach above 10 tefachim, which says, but that does not seem to be correct to the re either. You're right, regarding the sukkah, let's say, but you know, it'd be in some other tent in within a sukkah. So regarding that, lower than 10 tefachim, we're not considering that as an oil. Regarding Krishma, as the Gemara says over there, which is in regards to the laws of Krishma, you can't be in the Mokum Erva, so you could stick your head out. So for that, we're going to consider it either as an oil or not. But regarding Shabbos, it is considered significant. And it would be forbidden because of making your oil. Shari Mishameres, because a strainer, ubeas, and the egg, the kidra, and the pot, the chavita, and the barrel, which we mentioned in the previous places from the Gemara Beya, asir mishum oil. They're all forbidden because of making oil. It doesn't sound like that's specifically the 10 tefachim, maybe rabbi, and therefore that wouldn't be a good interpretation either. Another difficulty has, later on from the basket, which is made out of the palm branches, which the Mishnah says that you're allowed to strain the wine that way, and the Gemara says, but you can't have the basket a tefach higher than the container that it's being poured into, so that it shouldn't be oil. So you see, even though it's not 10 tefachim, it's going to be forbidden because of oil. So Tosafot brings up Shem Rabbeinu Shmuel Perish, in the name of Rabbeinu Shmuel, they explain that actually, like you see in Lahai Lishna Klal, one should not have this version of the Gemara, of that this be one of the four qualifications of the permissibility of the bridal canopy. And he says, the reason is because Shippur Ha'ilim Kalim Dami, could actually, in other words, we don't have the gears to which the Gemara says that the slant of the oilim is like the oil, and therefore if it has at least a slant of a tevach, it's going to be Asur, because actually, no. The Besaid Perek, I'm in the Sukkah, because at the end of the first Perek, in Sukkah, W. Tezim, and Bez Maskin, the Gemara concludes, actually, the Shpur Adam Lav called Dami, that the slant of the tent is not like the tent. And therefore, that's not the Allah, and therefore, we want you not have that Girsa in the Gemara. Which Tezim says, but Vim Shem Hola Iri, but if that would be the whole proof, that wouldn't be definitive. Because the Yeshla Parash, you could explain, the Hasim over there, where we say that the Shpur Adam Lav Kalam is Be'em Vishpur Tevach. When do we say the slant of the oil is not like the oil, that's when the slant is not a Tevach. Oh, because Yesh Bishpur Tevach, he would tell me where it has a slant of a Tevach, maybe actually we would say, Shippur Ha'olam is Kalam Dami. So Tosafot had asked, How is it possible to use a canopy that doesn't have a slant of a tepach? So Tosfos tried saying that maybe the sheet is on many different poles, but it's not placed so well, and therefore between each part of each pole, there's not a shapu of a tefach, but yeah, at the end, on the bottom, of course, you're going to have a wider area than a tefach. Or to say, some explain that, specifically by height of 10 tefachim, that doesn't have a shapu of a tefach. But beneath 10, then it's wider than it is permitted, as we find that oil less than a 10 tefachim is not oil. But then Tosfos says, no, for Shabbos, it'd still be a problem of oil. Tosfos tried to bring from Ben Shmuel, that actually says not to have this gears, but then Tosfos says, no, it's not definitive either to prove that because we don't necessarily paskin to rule that Shippur Olam is Lav Kolam, because that might be only when it does not have a Shippur B'Tavach. The next says, Master begins with the Gemara Had Mahadik. Tosfos explains, what is the Gemara answering? Tosfos gives a different approach than Rashi. In the Gemara, we said a hat made out of felt, so it depends if you let it wear it on Shabbos in Rosh Hashanah or not. If it's Mahudik, or if it's Ain Mahudik. So Pirush Racher, Ben Chanan explains that what does it mean in the case of Kishahu Mahudik? It means to say that it's hard, which is Shein Nechbev, that it doesn't bend. Ah, the Osnir Kein Oil, that according to Rashi, Mahadik is the case that's permitted, and Ain Mahadik is the one that's forbidden, because it's if it's going to fly off and up. According to Ben Chanan, it's the opposite. The hard one that's forbidden does near kin. No, that looks like a oil because it has a brim of a tefach. So loy mahadik, it's not so tight. Meaning shur nichvav because it bends, but as a near kin oil then doesn't look like oil because it's flimsy. And therefore, again, that would be the case of the hat that would be permitted to be worn. The next says master begins with the gemara vahashem. What does it mean the word of God? Zakates. This refers to the end of the galus. Tosfos explains how do you know this? Because the gemara says this is yishayt levakas vahashem, which is they're not going to know when the end of the galus is. Tosfos explains how do we know this? Because it says by the exile of the 70 years of Golas Bavel, it says L'chalis Dvar Hashem Epi Yirmiyah, to end the word of God from the mouth of Yirmiyah, which in other words, when it ended the Golas, which Yirmiyah had prophesied, now obviously we see that that's referred to as Dvar Hashem, which refers to the Golas. That's what they're going to seek to know Dvar Hashem, meaning they're not going to know when the end of the Golas is. Nipi Rabbi, that was interpretation from his teacher.